the notes.
There's no mistakes.
Don't play.
There's no mistakes. Take a shot. And I won like game day. Yes, I'm the
sensei. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you.
the dirt.
Yeah.
things on the build, icky packy, icky ring, ring, option, make a ring, ring.
You're accused of assaulting a fellow cadet?
He tried to rape me.
And your honor is worth depriving Russia of a promising cadet?
It was never my intention to deprive Russia of anything.
And yet here we are. Matron, what is your opinion?
It's only been 3 months, but I believe Katya still has potential.
I'd like a moment alone with you, kids. You did well with Ustinov in Moscow. That is why you were given this chance. You were told what would happen to you if you fail here.
Yes.
So why not let him have you?
I serve the state. I serve our president. I serve you, General. But I owe him nothing.
What sort of man would send his niece to state school for?
A patriot.
My wife and I saw you dance once.
That was a different life.
There are so many. Don't you find?
Sparrows must harden themselves against the weak and sentimental and see these things for what they are. Selfishness. Tell me, Katya, what does he want? Come forward.
For the deception to be complete, you must hold nothing back. Nothing. Understand? Give him what he wants. Well?
Turn around.
No.
I said turn around.
You do it. Look at me. Look at me. I said, look at me. Waiting for. I'm ready. Are you going to fuck me or not? Nothing. Shame.
A bitch.
To do it, 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 to do Radio. Valencia. Broadcasting straight from the mission. The heart of San Francisco. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos. On every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Farco. Shouts outs to all. If you want requests, shout outs, email me. It's Farco at gmail.com. That's It's Farco at gmail.com. ITS FACO is the handle on X, Twitter, handle me, YouTube, wherever. Or you could do the old fashioned thing. Give me a call, 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. There is the passage to musical happiness. Music you just heard. Oh, wonderful. James Ray, I Got My Mind Set on You, parts 1 and 2. James Ray. Not Jimmy Ray, not Sugar Ray. James Ray. Before that, also something from Red Sparrow. A great spy movie. Jennifer, what's her name? Lawrence? Jennifer Lawrence? Jeremy Irons? If his name's Jeremy Irons, why are his clothes so wrinkled? Riddle me that. Also, other music you heard Goat, MC Yala, Malcolm, Kato, and the Heliocentrics with Nimrudy. And that was the Malcolm, Kato, and the Heliocentrics remix. We also had the band Pigs, 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 with the Worm. Those guys were at the chapel not that long ago and they rocked it. And this band, Pigs, 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 rocks it hard. We also started off the whole set with new music from Anduze, A-N-D-U-Z-E, Anduze, song Sour. You're caught up. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. We're ready to go. Bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. Coming through to you. Taking a car, taking a train, and taking another car to get here. from afar, and we made it once again. You know, did I have to use AI? I think I did have to use AI to get here. Finding the car, is that AI? I think it is. AI. You know, on St. Patrick's Day, they're going to AI your beer. They're going to make it look green when it's actually yellow. AI, man. AI is going to do everything. AI is going to fix your marriage. AI is going to get your wife pregnant. AI is here. An AI, another insemination? Or is insemination start with an E? Well, you're talking to a third grade semifinals spelling bee player. So it might actually start with an I. Insemination. You would think. But what do I know, guys? That far from the Jetsons. We're not that far from the Flintstones either. You decide if it's gonna be the Jetsons or the Flintstones. That's on you guys, man. Sure, it's cool to fly in the air. But I also like those big ribs at the drive-in. That's pretty nice. You know? The drive-in movie is legit. I think the closest drive-in to you guys, to here, could it be in San Jose? Or it might be, where was it? Maybe in Santa Rosa or Rohnert Park. I think they got a drive-in. So that actually might be. No, I think San Jose is closer to you guys. So come to San Jose and watch the drive-in. And fog up those windows. And AI is going to help you do that, even if you don't have a date. You know, AI, you're going to fog, you know, you go drive in, you're by yourself. You know, you're going to be like, AI, fog up the windows. I want everybody to think I'm getting it on. You know? AI can talk to you. I hear two voices in there. Oh my God, he's getting it in. Get back. Whatever you gotta do, guys. We'll be right back. You know, is AI going to help you beat the video game? Sure. You know, back in my day when we were stuck in a video game, like let's say a Nintendo NES, there was a phone number right on the back of the NES that you could call. And if you were stuck on a level, you could call that number and they'll tell you how to get out of that level or how to beat the boss or where the hidden door was or what weapon to find. And you would talk to a human, and that human was in a cubicle with like books and manuals on video games. What game are you playing? Mega Man? Okay. You know, and it gets the manual for the Mega Man, and then, okay, what level are you on? Okay, 4. Level 4. Okay, what part are you at? You know? Oh, you gotta swing from the right to the left, and there you'll find the ledge. I used to call that all the time. That was a human. That was an actual human answering the phone. And telling me the secrets. You know? I don't know if the games have built-in AIs now where you ask it, okay, I'm stuck on this level. How do I get out? You know? How do I proceed? How do I steal the flag? How do I jump across this lava? AI gonna solve your problems. AI gonna fake you out. It's all there, guys. You know? AI's gonna eat itself. They got people are putting one AI, having it talk to another AI, let's say just on your phones. Man, I've seen those videos too. I don't know, guys. Take AI. I'll take A1 steak sauce. I actually like it. It's good flavor. You know? Put it on the steak. Put it on your eggs. Put it on your hash browns. And let me give a big shout out to poached eggs, guys. I don't know why it gets a bad rap, but I think I like poached eggs, man. They're still nice and soft. It's the same thing, man. You know, when you want to lay off the oil, you don't want it to fry up, poach them. It's the same thing. You can still get yolky. And it still tastes good. You know, you guys like those eggs in the ramen, don't you? I like that too. Shouts out to the poached egg, guys. Shouts out. And let me tell you something. I got some buffalo wings in my refrigerator right now that I'm going to pull a train on when I get home, man. They don't even know what's going to hit them. They think they're safe right now. But once I get home, it's all over. That's a prize, you know? I was able to get some food yesterday, and, you know, I usually wait because I want to eat a meal, you know. Like, I was at the comedy club, and they give you a free meal, but, you know, my girlfriend wanted to go eat beforehand, you know, and I ate all right. But then, you know, if they're going to offer me some food, why not take some home? So I took some buffalo wings home. There's just sometimes, like, it's that buffalo wing sauce. I don't know what it is. It has something inside me. Inside it, I should say. That just calls my name sometimes. And, you know, I could be like, I wish I had some buffalo wings right now. In any occasion, Christmas, Thanksgiving, breakups, getting fired, buffalo wings always sound good, you know? And they could be, you know, usually I want them baked because I just, you know, I got to be careful with all that oil. But hey, man, get them nice and toasty. Why not? You know, I gotta give some buffalo wings. Ooh, shout outs to the professional. The professional says, put that buffalo sauce on pizza. You know it, man. You know what you can do? You could also poach an egg and throw it on that pizza too. Then some buffalo sauce. You know, I used to get like Domino's pizza, and then I would get an egg and I'd throw it up on the egg, man. It was delicious. Sometimes over easy, sometimes scrambled. But it was legit. And you're right, professional. Put that buffalo sauce on that pussy. Oh, he said pizza, pizza. Know it. Shouts out to the professional. He's got a day off. And he do you have a day off? I don't know. My guess is you're right now working. And you got like a short sleeve white shirt buttoned up with a black tie. You're part of the show, man. Professional out there doing his thing. Thank you so much for listening, professional. And I'll listen to you and I'll put that buffalo sauce on that pizza. You know? You know how much I love buffalo wings or like a buffalo chicken salad? And if they don't have that, this is what I do. I go, let me get an order of buffalo wings and let me get a side salad or a whole salad, whatever they got, you know? And, you know, I could do ranch or blue cheese. Preferably blue cheese, but hey, I could do both, you know? I'm not a hater. I don't know what the professional, you like professional, you like blue cheese or ranch? What's your preference, professional? Please say Thousand Island. But I wonder if is the horseradish go good with buffalo wings, professional? That's one right there. I used to not like horseradish, but I like it now. I like that sting. I really do, man. The only fast food, when it came to fast food as a kid, that was how my first introduction was to horseradish. It was Arby's. Go to Arby's. And that was my first introduction to blue cheese. I'm sorry, horseradish. Professional says, wish I could do blue cheese, but it smells. I get it, man. I get it. But that's kind of what I like about it, you know? I don't know. It reminds me, like, one time I saw a girl, and she was so... I'm not gonna say it politely, but it might not, but it's a compliment. It's like, she was kind of so ugly, she was pretty. You know, her eyes were one up, one down, one big, one small, big nose, you know, but it all worked for her. That's the way I feel about blue cheese. It all works. You know, yes, it smells bad, but it works. It's still good. Oh, professional says, horseradish sauce at Quiznos is yum. What is it, 2001? Quiznos are still around? I remember there was a Quiznos on every street. Quiznos everywhere. Now I haven't seen a Quiznos in at least 10 years, guys. Pre-pandemic. Pop Quiznos, hot shot. Where's the closest Quiznos? I don't know. I haven't seen a Quiznos. But maybe they got one where you're at, man. So that's cool. I think I had that. I like their chili sauce, actually. You know? They had some, like, red chili sauce paste. I think pepperoncinis. Pepperoncinis have been making a comeback for me, professional. I could drop them in the In-N-Out burgers, protein style, man. You could tell them, hey, put those chopped pepperoncinis up in there. You know? Like, one time I go, hey, let me get a protein style hamburger, no cheese, no salt, grilled onions, regular onions, pickles, and pepperoncinis. And the guy's like, oh, you like pepperoncinis, huh, Doc? I go, yeah, throw it in there. And you know I still got a side of pepperoncinis after. Not only that, professional, I'm already got my order ready for Cat's Deli. I should be there this summer. And this is my order. This is what I'm getting if I go to Cat's Deli. I'm not getting pastrami or corned beef, guys. No. I've had that. It's been in my stomach. It's been done. The drummer get wicked, and I'll order some brisket. I'm gonna get this is my order when I go in there. I'm gonna do half sandwich, half soup. You know what? I'm gonna be a wild man. I'm gonna get a whole sandwich. It's gonna be brisket, and then I just found out that they got like some gravy. Like a dark brisket gravy. I'm going to throw that in there, too. You know, I might throw one slice of cheese in there. Because I'm a bad boy. I'm on vacation. I'm gonna make it like a Big Mac. And I'm going to add some Russian dressing in there. Tomatoes, onions, pickles. Oh, they're already going to have pickles, man. You know, so I'm going to have that. I love like gravy sandwiches, man. I might even throw some turkey. So it might be like turkey, gravy, brisket, a slice of cheese, Russian dressing. And then I'm going to have some matzo ball soup, man. Their matzo ball soup is legit there. And then I'm going to get a Frankfurter. I saw that dog, man. It's a hot dog. They call it Frankfurters there. It looks delicious. I'm going to have all that. I'm ready to go. You know, Cat's Deli is going to be in my belly. It's going to be nice, man. I can't wait. I got my order. Ready to go. You know, and their sodas over there are Dr. Brown's. I might have one six pack. We'll see. I can't wait. But I'm gonna make sure, like, when they put that slice of cheese, they're gonna put the gravy over it, you know? Oh my God, I'm like salivating right now, professional. It's gonna be awesome. Man, I get so hungry at this time of the morning. I've been talking about food a lot. You know, I'm just thinking about it. Oh. It's gonna be nuts, man. It's gonna be nice. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. What's your cat's deli? Like, if you look up cat's deli, it's all nothing but pastrami videos and corned beef and Rubens. I like the way they melt their cheese, though. I gotta give it up to them. You know? But I'm gonna get a frankfurter with onions, mustard, and a little sauerkraut. Not too much, just a little. Just, you know, just to dip my beak in it. Just a little, you know? Oh, can't wait. You know, I won't even need chips, guys. But I'm still gonna get them. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm, man. We're here bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. If you want any requests, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Music is on the menu. Shouts out to all. Get back to it. I got new music from POS. One of my favorites is Denham. Love Don't Come Cheap is the name of the song, and this features POS, the great POS. Shouts out to all. It's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X. If you want any requests, coming to your eardrums right now with Benny Loud, Denham, and POS. This song is called Love Don't Come Cheap. Radio Valencia.
Babe, 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 why you put your love on me? Babe, 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 don't you know this love don't come cheap?
Back to you.
Babe, 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 why you put your love in me?
All is back to you.
Babe, 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 don't you know this love is no good shit?
All is back to you.
She wanna fuck me cause I'm from her hometown, just shot local. Hot tub, hot cocoa. Two women in my eye, that's bifocal. I'm flying coastal. She want me all alone cause she antisocial. Says she love what I do, but she don't though. Real ones turn into so-so. The fake ones burned by the bolo.
That's a hard lesson learned, that you better off alone.
I'm looking for comfort, but you better off at home. I like a song better when it's rolling off the dome. But it's hard to hit a harmony with selfish undertones. True intentions mentioned, but actions and thought suspension. I'm asking to lift this tension for passion that built connection. The acting all apprehensive, her laughter done turned defensive. But maybe it's really time to let it go.
Babe, 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 why you put your love on me? Babe, 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 don't you know this love is no good cheap?
All these bad to you.
Babe, 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 why you put your love on me?
All these bad to you.
Same hot stove, same fork, same outlet, out with it.
out of here. Head south with it, down and out with a quick bounce. Wheels up in 30 pack now. Try to get a feeling when I see it. Believe it, I'm your possession. My demon. Poltergeist light like. Yeah, love taking just to have it fun. Brutal, crucial, ton. Cursed with the daily thought that I will pay whatever you I cost. With interest, I've been ate the hard way. You're an 11 all day, I can't get away. Yo, but you are long gone. How can I crack now? I could vent for so long, now broke. And like, why not stay that? Wind up, lined up, aim for the wave back.
Why you put your love in?